Yerushalmi Kelaim, corresponding to Bavli Menachis, Daf Sadi Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi and Daf Mem Aleph Med Aleph at the Mishnah. Mit Pachis HaYodayim, Mit Pachis HaSfarim, Mit Pachis HaSfeg, Ein Bahem Mishum Kelaim. Evlaza Oiser, Mit Pachis HaSaparim, Asuris Mishum Kelaim. Hand towels, skull covers, and towels have no prohibition of Kelaim. Evlaza prohibits. Covers used by barbers have the prohibition of Kelaim. And the Gemara says, Taman Taninan, Shalish mit Pachisain, Shayadaim, Tamea Midus, Vishel Saporim, Tamea Tamea Mace, Shel Tachrich, Vernevli, Bnei Levi, Tahira, Miklum. The Gemara brings the Mishnah in Kelaim. There are three laws pertaining to cloths. A hand cloth can contract the tumor of Midras, a barber's cloth can contract Tumas Mace, a cloth used for wrapping their dead can contract tumor since it's not for human use as one cannot benefit from it. The Bnei Levi would cover their carcasses with a cloth. Such a cloth remains tar since it's used merely to prevent them from becoming dirty with dust. Rebbe La b'shem Rebbe Yochanan mipnei shu noisna al keses v'yashin alea. Rebbe La quoting Rebbe Yochanan says, why are hand cloths capable of contracting tumas Midras? Because they're sometimes laid over a cushion to sleep on. Rav Amar mipnei shu noisna tachas etzile yadav. Rav says it's because he places it under his arm when he lays on his side. Rav Amar asa v'alocha kadivay aise. Rav says hand towels, skull covers and towels are prohibited as the halacha follows the opinion in our Mishnah that prohibits. Balama lo amar kwe blaza. Why didn't Rav just say the halacha follows the blaza? If tane tane machlef, since there is a tana who switched the opinion saying that it was the blaza who permits. Rav Yochanan yav mapa al manoi. Rav Yochanan placed a shatnez cloth on top of his clothing. Vein oisim mishim kilayim. The Gemara asks, wasn't it prohibited because of kilayim? Deloi yinav luminoi. And the Gemara answers, since he was just using it to keep his clothing clean while he was eating, is considered unintentional wearing. Amabzikon yivu lo avuna biyasa b'mapa de ispe kilayim v'hu lo mekabel should say mishum de lo yiskavnu b'cham b'nei hachama v'gashom b'nei hagashomim. Abzikon gave of avuna an egg in a shatnez cloth, and avuna didn't want to accept it. As the next Mishnah teaches that garment sellers may sell in their regular way, as long as they don't intend to shade themselves in the summer and protect themselves from the rain in the rainy season, and here also, since the cloth is giving him the benefit of not burning himself on the egg, it should be prohibited. Mitpachos Farim, the Mishnah in Kalim also taught that, according to the first Tanna, skull covers of shatness are permitted. Rishmur bar Nachman v'shem yonison v'shneishu oisa oisa kamin tik v'noisin sefer teyrosai aleha. And the Gemara answers from Shmuel bar Nachman, quoting Rabbi Yonasan, the reason is because he makes it into a bag and puts the Sefer Torah into it. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Yosef, b'shem Rav, mipnei shehu mechames bar Yadav. Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Chiyah bar Yosef, quoting Rav, says, since he warms his fingers with it when he carries the Sefer Torah, that's why it's prohibited. Amar Bun, bar Chiyah, Rabbi Ba, which is a lamal einoi asa mishum kilayim. Rabbun, bar Chiyah, said to Baba, if he gains this prohibited benefit, why would this first Tana say that the skull covers have no prohibition of kilayim? Amalei, lai Ravhu v'Rav Amar asa v'alocha k'divei ha'ese. Abba said to Rabun, this explanation is like Rav, who prohibits, as he rules like Rabbi Lozer of our Mishnah. Amar Yonah, l'Rabbi Abba, lama lai amalei malai mesal kosa. Rabbi Yonah said to Abba, why didn't you tell Rabun that the skull cover is problematic because after he carries the Torah scroll, which doesn't involve any prohibition, he puts it down and removes the cover, and he might then warm his hands with it. Rabbi said to Rabbi Yonah, but isn't the cover anyway prohibited because of its sanctity, so what would I have been able to respond? Rabbi Lazar taught in the Mishnah that towels have the prohibition of kilayim. Why is this? As sometimes one sees his rav in the bathhouse and wraps himself in it. Rabbi Avol b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Balnari Noshim Asurin, Mishum Kilayim, He Balnari Noshim, He Balnari Anoshim. Rabbi Avol, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that Balnari, that women cover themselves with in the bathhouse, have the prohibition of kilayim, and the same applies to the ones that men use. Ma Balnari Noshim, Rabbonim de Kifun Amri in Tite. What are the Balnari of women? The Rabbanon of Kifrin said that they are sheets used in the bathhouse. Mid Pachos HaSaparim, I should say, Hadad the Tema with Miskavin L'Shem Malbush, Avalim Einam Miskavin L'Shem Malbush, Lo Bada. We said about the barber's covers, they are only prohibited when intending to use them like a garment, but if not, they are not prohibited.